morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. I am off at a trade show looking for new products for you. So we have recorded this show, and I'm going to give you a whole bunch of tips on what you should be doing at this time of the year and in the few days to come. Fall is for planting. Think of it that way. And we've been discussing all different types of areas in your yard, and we're going to continue that. So grab your notebook, a pencil, and write down some notes of the things that you need to do in your garden. The weather's starting to cool off. The days are definitely getting shorter. And the days of opening the windows all day long are going to get fewer and fewer. So what I would suggest that you do this weekend, if you have any houseplants that are outside, bring them in. So any tropical plants, Schefflera, ficus, yucca plants, any kind of green or flowering tropical plants, bring them in the house now. The reason is the windows are open. You're going to get that fresh air. And as your days get shorter, you want to get the plants acclimated to the weather and to your house. So before you turn on the heat, move the plants inside, put them in their position for the winter, and let them get acclimated to the changes that are going to be happening in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So, bring them in. But before you do, I want you to check them thoroughly. Look underneath the leaves. Look on the foliage for the possibility of any insects, because what you don't want to do is to bring in any insects with you during the movement from outside to inside. So check them good. Look on the underside for the possibility of webbing, of eggs on the plant, and also of insects. So the best and the safest product to use is called All Season Oil. And you can spray that on all of your tropical plants. It will smother the adults, the young, and the eggs all in one application. And it will also make the foliage nice and shiny. So that will take care and prevent movement of insects that are outside into your home. Once you've done that, bring them in, put them in their location, and remember, your days are getting shorter, the intensity of the sun is not as bright, so the more light that you can give the plant, the better off they're going to do. Then, fertilize. And if you're one that normally forgets, like a lot of us do, especially during the fall and winter with Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and everything else, use a slow-release fertilizer like Dynamite. Dynamite is a little pellet. It's time-release. In one application, will fertilize your houseplants all winter long. How can you beat that? One application in September, and it lasts for 6 months. And you can get Dynamite at your local nursery, garden center, feed and grain store, They all have it, and it's wonderful. Hanging baskets as well as floor plants or plants that you would put on a countertop. So check them for insects. Clean them up. Use an all-season oil to kill anything that could be on there. Now, if you have, in the past, have had a problem with insects, treat the soil. And the most common insect found in the soil is called a fungus gnat. We just discovered a product made by Summit Lawn and Garden. They have a mosquito bit that you would put in a bird bath or a fountain. Well, if you sprinkle some of the mosquito bits in any of your houseplants in the soil, it will kill all of the fungus gnats that will live in your soil and go from plant to plant as they eat the root system. So it's brand new. We used to have a product called Diaznon. It's no longer available on the market. But this Summit Mosquito Bits. And you will just sprinkle some in your container, water it in, and it will kill all of the fungus gnats that live in your soil. Now, some of your houseplants are going to be a lot bigger because they've been outside all summer long. And if you want to do a little selective pruning, that's okay. If they're flowering plants, they will finish blooming between Halloween and Thanksgiving. So don't prune those back just yet. Bring them in. Give them plenty of light. If you're turning on the heat, misting of the foliage will help to bring some humidity around the foliage. But until you turn on the furnace, you won't have to mist the plant at all because you've got plenty of moisture in the air. Open up a window now and then to get some fresh air in. And they will continue to bloom. But as the days get shorter, the blooms will be less and less and less. Once they finish blooming, normally around Thanksgiving, then you can cut them back and they will go semi-dormant because of the length of the day. The growth will slow right down and it'll just be a nice green plant. Now, if you have geraniums in your garden, dig them up now. Put them in nice big pots and leave them in the sunny area for at least a couple of weeks to get them acclimated from being dug from the garden and then put into a pot. And then in 2 weeks, bring them inside the house, put them in a sunny window, and your geraniums will bloom off and on all winter long. Once we get through the Christmas holidays, I'm going to tell you how to take cuttings on your geraniums so that you can start new plants during the winter, and it will save you money because you won't have to buy any next year. Okay? So let's get the houseplants in. Anything that's outside that you want to move indoors should be done in the next 2 weeks. That way, they're in before the heat turns on. They're in before the windows get closed for the year. You've got plenty of humidity, and they'll get acclimated to the house a lot faster. Now, another project that should be done as soon as possible. If any of you have canvas awnings on your windows outside, normally late fall, they're rolled up, you bring them inside and you put them in your garage so that they don't get damaged by the snow. So what I want you to do, and if you can do it this weekend, go to your local nursery again. Pick up a product called Wet, and forget. So your canvas awnings, if you have a umbrella that you have on your patio, on your deck, and it's made of canvas, a cloth, you're probably going to see little black spots or discoloration or even some green mold beginning to grow on it. Take the wet and forget, mix it up in a pump sprayer, open up that umbrella all the way, open up the awnings all the way, and give them a good soaking with this product. You're going to leave your awnings up another month, and every time you're watering the garden, take the hose and hit your canvas awnings or your umbrella with it. Water will wash it right off. The wet and forget will kill it. Rainfall and the hose will wash it right off. That way, when you start off the spring, you'll have a beautiful, clean awning and umbrella. Also, if there's green moss or mold on your patio furniture, do the same and leave it outside in the weather.
The sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seeds, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifloss is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifloss is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifloss also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifloss at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to prepare for the fall and for the winter season. You know, a lot of the nurseries, now that we're through the holidays, are going to have sales on their shrubs and their trees, and it's a good time for you to take advantage of the sales and get some planting. Fall is a wonderful time of the year to plant all types of trees, whether they are flowering, leaf, or fruiting trees. And if you can get them on sale, 25, 30, 40, 50% off, take advantage of the sale. Just plant them like you would if you were buying them in April or May. Use some compost, use some animal manure of some type, and a product called Soil Moist, which will help to retain the moisture around the root ball. When you plant it, you want it planted at the same level as the dirt ball is. So, if it's in a wire basket, leave the wire around the root ball. All you're going to do is to untie the burlap around the trunk of the tree, drop it in, and make sure, measure first, make sure it's going to be at the correct level, and get it nice and straight, add some of the manure and the peat moss, blend it with the soil that you're going to be putting in the hole, fill the hole about halfway, and make the hole about 6 inches larger than the root ball all the way around. With the heel of your foot, compact the soil, add more soil, compact it again, because you want to get all the air pockets out. When you're all done, you probably will have some soil left. Make like a bowl-shaped rim around the hole, and then fill it full of water. Water a couple times a week from now until, Halloween or Thanksgiving, and that root system will get well established. Pine bark mulch or some type of decorative mulch on top of the soil will help to hold the heat in so that the roots can get established quicker. And it will keep out the weeds and it'll make it easier for you to mow. So plant a tree You'll be in great shape. And this is also the season for spring flowering bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths. So if you make your bed a little bit larger, you could plant around that tree some tulips or some daffodils, crocuses, and that will give you some nice early spring color before the trees leaf out, and that will extend your pleasure of being outside. So start thinking about that. Now, if it's a potted plant, great. If it's a root ball that's just wrapped in burlap, but there's no wire, feel the root ball. And if the root ball feels firm, still intact, then you can consider buying the plant. If the root ball is broken, the burlap is torn, you can see the soil, and it looks like it's really tired, I would possibly take a chance and leave it there and look elsewhere. You want a good, intact root ball. If it's in a plastic pot, there's no problem. You pull it out of the pot, set it in the hole, condition the soil, plant, and you're ready to go. Now, if you're planting shrubbery, the same thing. A root ball should be intact. There should be no broken branches. There should be no dead branches. And what I want you to do with the shrub as well as the tree, take your fingernail and near the ends of the branches, because some of the plants may have lost some of the foliage, scratch through the bark. If it's green, that branch is still alive. If you scratch through the bark and it's brown or black or no color at all, if you bend the stem and it snaps, it means that that branch has died and that plant should stay right there. So if it looks good, if the root ball feels good, the plant is healthy, the foliage is all nice and green, there's no insects, take advantage of the sale, save yourself a ton of money, and fall is for planting. Get out in the yard and get it done. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack. Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this nice Sunday morning. We're here to help you with your garden, and we're going to give you a whole bunch of ideas. So sit back with your pad of paper, a pen, pencil, and make some notes of projects that would probably help you in the long run. I know a lot of you are going to be putting patio furniture, umbrellas, and all kinds of summer items in your basement for the winter. But before you do that, how would you like to get rid of that moldy smell in your basement? If you go to your local nursery, garden center, hardware store, Blue Seal store, you can buy a product called Shoe Mold, S-H-O-M-O-L-D. Now, this is an organic mold killer that you can use on your plants during the growing season, but you can use it in your basement in the fall of the year. You mix it in a pump can, a pressurized pump can, or a mister, spray all the walls in your basement. When the walls are all done, spray near your hot water tank, near your water meter, and then start at the back and spray the floor with a light coating. You want to open up the basement windows, the bulkhead, and you want to stop at the drugstore and get one of those paper masks to put over your nose and mouth so you're not breathing the foam, the shoe mold. And if you can do the walls and the floor and wherever you have moisture, open up all your windows. And if you've got a couple of fans, set up a couple of fans beforehand. And then when you're done, you can turn them on. That will circulate the air, and it will kill the mold that's in your basement, that musty, damp smell. And you'll have a basement that will smell beautiful all winter long. And you do it again in the spring, twice a year. It's all organic. It's natural. It was developed in Massachusetts by a vet to keep the hospital nice and clean. And it can be used indoors. Just read the label. And if you had some water damage, you can use it on sheetrock and carpeting. But read the label first. Curtains, read the label. But it's new, it's organic, and it's safe. And I'll tell you, I did my basement this spring, and there's no musty smell in the cellar. So there's another project that you can do. But open up for good ventilation, and it will dry up a lot better. Now, if any of you have fruit trees, what I want you to do is a couple of things. If they're established, then once the foliage comes off the plant, clean all the leaves and any fruit that has fallen to the ground so that you're eliminating the possibility of insects and diseases on what's falling. What lands on the ground will come back the following year and reinfest your trees. So clean around those trees. If you have had problem in the past with deer, and the trees are young, the deer will eat the bark right off the trunk, and they'll also eat some of the tips of the branches, eating the flower buds that will make apples or peaches, pears, plums, and cherries. So, this is what I want you to do. Go to the hardware store and buy hardware cloth. It's a wire with a half inch square. And you want to get a piece about 3 to 4 feet in height. And what you're going to do is you're going to wrap the trunk of the tree with the hardware cloth. So you're going to put a collar around it. And all you need to do is to make the collar at least an inch all the way around, larger than the tree. And that way the animals can't get to the bark. Now, push it into the ground at the base of the tree about an inch. And that will help to keep the rabbits, the mice, the woodchucks, the deer from coming in and eating the bark of the tree. Now, once all the foliage is gone and we get to about Thanksgiving, I want you to tie on each tree a new product from Shake Away. Now, it looks like a little tea bag, but it's a deer repellent pack. And they are sold to orchard growers. by the thousands and thousands. And all of the orchard growers, where there are a population of deer, the deer will eat that plant. So you tie these, one per tree, and it's made with a product that contains coyote urine. It will last for 3 months. So if you do it around Thanksgiving in November, it will keep the deer away November, December, January. Late January, attach a brand new one, and that will protect it for the rest of the winter months. If you've planted magnolia, rhododendrons that have big fat buds, deer love it. Holly, deer love it. Arborvitae, deer love it. So if you have those plants, you use one of the packets every 4 feet. And you're going to find it will keep the deer from eating a holly that's covered with thorns on the foliage. It will protect your rhododendrons so the deer don't eat the buds and then the foliage. And your magnolia with great big fat buds. You don't want the deer eating those. Put one per tree. One around Thanksgiving and one after the middle of January. And that will protect your trees very, very easily. Now, when you're looking at your fruit trees and your shrubs in the fall, look for the possibility of black mold on the top or the underside of any broadleaf evergreen. So a plant like a rhododendron, azaleas, boxwood, hollies of all types, ilex, mountain laurel, anything that's a broadleaf, if there's black on the leaf or on the stem, you have an insect on the plant called scale. And it will be very noticeable at this time of the year. If you see it, the scale will be like a little bump on the stems of the branches or on the underside of the leaf. Get some all-season oil. Attach it to the hose because it will come with the built-in sprayer. Bone-eyed Lawn and Garden make it. And spray all of your plants that have this black mold on it. What it is, the scale is sucking on the plant. When the weather was hot, the juices on the inside of the plant get thin with the heat. And the insect, when he's sucking, got too much. And he basically spit some of the juice from the plant. It fell on the foliage, and it's like pure sugar. It's like maple syrup. And this black mold is called sooty mold, and it's living off of this very sweet substance called honeydew. So from the insect to honeydew to sooty mold, if it blocks the leaf and covers it, it's going to block the sunlight from hitting the foliage, and that leaf will fall. So your nice, thick holly, your beautiful rhododendrons or azaleas, they'll start to lose their foliage, and it won't be as attractive. They'll have to work harder to make flowers, and that means less color for you. So check them for insects, and I'll tell you, this all-season oil can be used on everything that you have outside. So if you see scale, little bumps, and black, let them have it. And that will solve your problem. You'll be in great shape. Now, one of the plants that's getting more and more popular, especially near the seashore, it's an early blooming plant called Scotch Broom. And Scotch Broom will be in yellow, pink or red. Most people have yellow. A few people will have pink, and some people will have red. The red will get tall. The foliage and the stems are very unique. The leaves themselves are small, less than a quarter of an inch, oval in shape. The branches resemble a broom, the old-fashioned broom that you would sweep inside your home, and almost like grass. They are very brittle. So what I want you to do is to take a piece of string, tie one of the branches, pull all of your scotch broom branches together carefully, and then wrap the plant 4, 5, 6 times to hold it together. That way, if we get a heavy, wet snow, the plant won't split. If it splits, you could lose half the plant or all of it. So tying the scotch broom together normally during mid to late September will prevent a lot of winter damage. It will really help you out. Now, another thing I would like you to do. We're starting to put stuff away. The rototiller, maybe if you're done with the garden, should be put away. Clean it first. Drain the gas or add fresh gas with an additive. Change the oil and with a wire brush get all the soil that has built up on the tines of your rototiller. Scrape it clean and then spray the cultivating tines with WD-40. That will prevent them from rusting. If you put a preservative in the gas line, it will prevent corrosion, and that way when you need it in the spring, it will be ready to go. So start thinking summer. Power equipment is going to be moved to the back of the garage, and you may want to start the snow blower. If it doesn't work, now's a good time to have it fixed. Your leaf blower, let's get that going because the leaves will be falling real soon.
Aphids and whiteflies bugging you? Use Monterey Lawn and Garden's new Aphid and Whitefly Spray. Great protection for your ornamentals in the garden, on the patio, or kitchen window. It comes in an aerosol can, so you use less material than a trigger sprayer. Monterey Aphid and Whitefly Spray works fast with rapid results. It kills beetles, leaf miners, and caterpillars, and controls over 40 insects listed on the label. Look for Monterey Aphid and Whitefly Spray at your local garden supply store. Another fine product from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Dr. C. Biofoss is an excellent product for increasing blooms, fruit, and vegetable yield organically. Biofoss is a product that naturally releases soil-bound phosphorus so your plants can use those nutrients for energy. Biofoss is a biological product using all safe natural microbes. Just add this product to your transplants in the garden and you'll see plants grow and thrive. Add this to an old established bed to revive them. Go to drcsgarden.com. Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I want to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've had a lot of things going on today. I'm trying to give you as many ideas. Now, if you want to have fun, dig a hole about 18 inches wide, and I want you to dig the hole 10 inches deep. Condition the soil in the bottom. Plant daffodils. Cover the daffodil with an inch of soil. Put a layer of tulips. Cover the tulips with one inch of soil above it, and then plant crocuses or grape hyacinths. And what will happen is, in March, the crocuses or grape hyacinths will come out. In April, your early tulips will come in bloom. And in early May, your daffodils will come in bloom, all in the same hole. So you can put it right by the front door, if you're limited for space. But remember, if you have rodents, put some shake away product on the bulbs and in the hole. It will help a great deal to protect that garden of yours. Water it in thoroughly, and if you could give it a couple good soakings in the next month, if we don't get a lot of rain, that will help a great deal also. So we've got a lot to do, plenty of things that need to be done. And when you're out visiting the nurseries and the garden centers, if you're going to buy a bale of straw or hay, this is something that you can reuse. Spend the extra money when you're decorating with a bale of hay or straw and buy straw. It's going to cost you a couple dollars more. Straw is very coarse. Hay is fine. Very fine texture. Straw is weed free. Hay is full of weed seeds from the farmer's field because straw is grown as a crop. So buy the straw, decorate with it, and then when Halloween is over, use the straw to wrap around your rose bushes. It will act as a mulch. If you have heath or heather in your garden, cover the heath and the heather with a thin layer of garden straw, and that will stop some of the winter damage. And whatever you have left, store it. Put it in a plastic bag or just put it in your garage or tool shed, someplace where it won't get wet. And next year, when you're planting your vegetable garden, what you're going to do is plant your tomatoes, your green peppers, get all of your garden in, put down two sheets of newspaper, and cover maybe like a 4-foot by 4-foot area with newspaper, and then add 3 inches of straw on top of it. And that newspaper and the straw combination will eliminate all of the weeding around your tomatoes, your peppers, and any place where it is on the ground. And that means a lot of less work. At the end of the year, at this time of the year, the straw that's in your garden, take your rototiller, pitchfork, turn it over, and it will break down during the winter, and it will create organic matter to help retain moisture, to hold fertilizer in your garden, and believe me, your soil will get better and better. And you've used it as a decoration, you've used it for protection, and now you're using it to control weeds, to keep the soil cooler during the heat of summer. It will help to retain moisture in the soil, and boy, will it cut back on the amount of weeds that you have in your garden. So we got a lot to do. Take advantage of the nice days, do a little bit at a time, and before long, your projects will all be done. And if you get ahead of yourself and you've got the yard all clean, you may want to think of maybe edging the flower beds or the plant beds. One thing less to do in the spring. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. And again, thank you for listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Have a great week, and let's get in the garden.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.